Hi, everyone who's listening to this podcast. My name is Maria. I'm supposed to talk about how I learn English. I don't know if you can hear the background. It's a soccer game. I started really young. I was about 6. And my dad decided to enroll me in an English course because I was a very active kid and was probably driving my mom crazy, you know, just running around the house. So he decided to keep me as busy as he could outside the house. And that's it. I started taking English lessons. You know, when you're a kid, they don't teach you, like, a lot. They just make you color things and learn, you know, loose words, animals, colors, numbers, stuff like that. So that's how I started. And then I took the whole course, 8 years, I guess. So I probably finished it when I was 14 years old. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much it. And next year, when I was 15 years old, I took the CPE, Cambridge Proficiency Examination, which I failed the first time, and I was really devastated and had to take it again next year. So when I was 16, I took the CPE again, and this time I passed. It was the 80s then, so the method was structural, like drills and substitution drills and, you know, drills and drills and drills and more drills. And a little bit of role play once in a while. We did a lot of reading and writing exercises, lots of compositions. But I missed more listening and speaking practice. And, you know, things were a little bit different then. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have as many resources. So you kind of just have to be creative. I tried to understand lyrics and write them down. So it was like, can you imagine that? Like just, you know, playing songs all over and over and over and try to write down the lyrics. Again, I almost drove my parents crazy doing this. But imagine you have to listen to the same song over and over and over again, like 1,000 times. I had this notebook with a whole collection of lyrics and all indexed, all alphabetized. You know, it was crazy. And for speaking practice, I would try to make conversation to, like, everyone I could get hold of. I would even make conversation with the Mormon missionaries that came to my neighborhood to preach. I used to put some tape on the TV screen to watch movies with no subtitles on. Because, you know, no SAP yet, no second audio, no those Betamax videos. Terrible quality. You know, some people used to sell those movies with subtitles in English, but those were really expensive, and I definitely couldn't afford that. I then realized that action movies were great for beginners because they have less dialogues. The dialogues are less elaborate. Then I would watch those movies when I was a beginner and later a lower intermediate. And I watched movies that I'd seen before in the theater because then I would know the plot already and I could concentrate on the dialogues. It's much easier. Later, when I was about 17, I guess, I would go to touristic spots here in Rio. Yeah, living in a touristic city sure does help a lot. And I would follow the tourists around, help them buy stuff, go places, make reservations, you know, buy tickets. It was okay because I could get a lot of practice and make some bucks on the way. Does hooking up with an exchange student count as practice? Should I be telling that? Later, I decided to take language a little bit seriously, you know. I took up English and Portuguese in university. I learned applied linguistics there. Eventually led me to teaching, which I did from 1991 to 2004, which was my last group. And I graduated from university in 1998. Yeah, that's it. I'm trying to remember these dates as I go along. I guess that's it. I worked at several schools. I tested several different methods. You know, some are better than others. Having a good teacher, I mean, a trained teacher, not just someone who's lived abroad for a while and think they can teach. No, a trained teacher really helps a lot. But, you know, in the end, it is really the student's motivation that makes all the difference. And if you are learning a language, the only thing I can tell you is be persistent. Don't give up. It is not always fun. It's a lot of hard work, but it does pay off in the end. Oh, guys, that's it. Bye-bye.